With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
30 days to the 2024 polls. Hashtag Stop Gallumsey now still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, on myjoyonline.com, also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, Parliament is set for another showdown today as MPs reconvene for an emergency sitting requested by NPP MPs, while the NDC maintains that it still holds the majority.
We shall be taking our seat in the chamber in accordance to the majority side, and we shall be open to supporting our colleagues in the minority.
Also coming up, Attorney General Godfred Yabodami describes as non-negotiable the Supreme Court's order to the Speaker of Parliament to reverse his declaration on the four seats in Parliament.
A failure to adhere to this will lead the nation down anarchy, and it must be avoided.
In business,
Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, questions government's commitment to industry as the sector received no funds from oil revenue in the first half of the year. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
Also coming up, NDC rejects the EC's final voter register after the commission failed to produce voter information it requested for.
We are not going to take the register. We've returned it. We are officially saying we have returned the drive back to them until we get the summaries. What is she talking about?
Personally, I see that as the commission being so disrespectful to us.
Well, this is how the Electoral Commission responded.
It's a request you are making. It is not binding in law. I mean, we are not obliged to give it to you.
Also coming up,
the outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for.
Defeated Kamala Harris finally concedes defeat in a concession speech after congratulating President-elect Donald Trump.
But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory.
These and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay. A showdown is expected today in Parliament as MPs reconvene for an emergency sitting requested by NPP MPs. Now, this meeting followed the indefinite adjournment by the Speaker after a crisis caused by the declaration of four seats vacant. The NDC MPs insist it will take over the majority side of the House. We'll hear from their chief whip shortly. First, listen to this report on a no-holds-barred press conference at which the Speaker accused the executive and the judiciary of conspiring to weaken Parliament.
The Speaker of Parliament, speaking for the first time in an interaction with journalists in Parliament, said it appears there is a collusion between the executive and the judiciary to weaken Parliament.
The judiciary and the executive are seemingly colluding to weaken Parliament.
The Speaker of Parliament says despite the NPP not having enough numbers to actually ram their business through, as we have seen in previous Parliament, he and the NDC MPs have bended over backwards sometimes to allow government business through.
The NDC members of Parliament, however, understood the situation and on a daily basis cooperated with the NPP members of Parliament to see government business through. In spite of this, the NDC members are said to be saboteurs.
The Speaker of Parliament says some of these matters that have ended up at the Supreme Court could have been handled maturely in Parliament. He says both the President and the Supreme Court have sinned against the Constitution of Ghana.
The powers of the judiciary ends where the nose of Parliament starts. Both the President and the judiciary have sinned against the Constitution and must seek the opportunity to confess and repent to be forgiven.
Well, ahead of the sitting, Kwame Govens Abuja, the chief whip of the NDC caucus, insists his side is the majority in Parliament and will occupy that side of the House.
We shall take our rightful place in the chamber as to where we sit and wait for whatever businesses that may come in front of us. Our advice to our colleagues in the minority MPP is to try and prioritize business that is in the interest of the people of this country. We shall be taking our seat in the chamber in accordance to the majority side, which we are in parliament.
Meanwhile, First Deputy Majority Whip Habibi Jusu insists the NPP MPs are majority.
What I can say and assure Ghanaians is that the NPP and we in the majority side, we are law-abiding citizens. We enjoy the democracy that we are all enjoying. We will not involve in any act of violence, any act of confrontation, anything to mar the beauty of what democracy.
Well, you can trust Joy News to update you on all the details. Keep your dial right here. Well, Attorney General Godfrey Obuadami has described the Supreme Court's orders to the Speaker of Parliament as non-negotiable to reverse his declaration of 4 seats in Parliament as vacant. As Parliament reconvenes, the AG is warning that defiance of the court's directive could plunge the nation into chaos.
Supremacy is not in any individual in the country. Supremacy is in the Constitution. And the Constitution, when it's sets out certain functions and rules for people to perform. That must be observed. The Supreme Court has the power to issue orders, directions, decisions for people to comply with, and that must be done. And I think that it's also, again, non-negotiable for persons to obey orders, directions, and decisions of the Supreme Court of Ghana. A failure to adhere to this will lead the nation down anarchy, and it must be avoided.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development, Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, and Potential Real Estates, your trusted partner in real estate.
The NDC has rejected the Electoral Commission's final voter register shortly after the Commission declared the document certified and fit for the December elections. The party requested all voter information, but the EC failed to deliver it after more than 6 hours. The NDC later refused to accept the register while disputing the Commission's claim that the register was certified. My colleague Michael Ashley was there and reports.
Of the Electoral Commission, Jan Mensah, says the EC has finally compiled the final voters register after resolving all outstanding issues with the register.
It is finished.
What started out as a regular presentation of the final voters register to the various political parties soon turned chaotic. NDC's Deputy Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Rashid Tanko, described the register as incomplete.
Why not add that? To appear it's incomplete.
He also rejected the EC's use of the word certified register.
Have you heard any adjudication committee and you are certifying a register?
The EC, in response, asked for some time to produce the summary statistics. After a six-hour wait, the commission returned with an apology.
Well, that report by Michael Ashale will bring you the details in subsequent bulletins. Now, defeated U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has finally conceded defeat to Donald Trump. In her speech last night, she congratulated President-elect Donald Trump while promising a smooth transition of power. Listen.
My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve. The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for, not what we voted for. But hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright.
But we must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition.
U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Virginia Palmer, has expressed confidence that the bilateral relationship between the U.S. and Ghana will remain strong and stable despite the outcome of the recently concluded U.S. presidential elections. She spoke at a press briefing in Accra.
At around 5:30 a.m., some members of the American community in Ghana had started arriving at the official residence of the U.S. ambassador to Ghana. It wasn't long until the ambassador herself, Virginia Palmer, showed up at the watch party. The gathering was for a simple reason, to witness the outcome of the historic elections of the United States. But as minutes turned into hours, with three giant screens in the hall showing results from Fox News, BBC News and CNN, it was looking increasingly obvious that former President Donald Trump would make a return to the White House. With BBC News and CNN projecting a significant lead by Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, Fox News had already called the election for...